We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dig your cleats in. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
The pitch from Acevedo. A drive deep to right field. Down the line. The Mariners win this game 2-1. The dream lives. They're going to the playoffs. The drought is over. Cal Raleigh. Wow. Hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Shut up.
And Rutschman will hit a fly ball here. Deep center field. And so long. Adley Rutschman with a moonshot to center field.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher. This is the Hot Corner on the Odyssey app and 1080. The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner for a must-be-a-Wednesday, but baby... Actually, it's our last Wednesday.
Let's go to Tuesday.
To Tuesday. This is our last Wednesday with you. I know it's always been a Wednesday, but we'll slide over to Tuesdays starting next week as the baseball season officially starts tomorrow. The Hot Corner will move. I repeat, will move from Wednesdays to Tuesdays from 7 to 9, same time, same place. Just a different day. Joe Fisher next to me.
A very somber Wednesday.
It is a little bit of a somber Wednesday, but it's, you know, have you ever had like a bad Christmas Eve?
Maybe.
Like, have you ever had a time where it was kind of like, you know, food kind of got messed up or...
Mom drank too much
or aunts and uncles didn't make it into town on time. Something like that happened. I feel like this is a somber day, but the reality is that tomorrow is a great day.
Well, it's also been a rough week for you. The Chunster.
Pat Chun is a blow, my friend. Kyle Smith is probably more of a blow.
How you doing, huh? I mean, that is cold-blooded.
Yeah, there are very few instances in which somebody leaves Wazoo for UW. That's tough. I'm sure there have been professors and teachers and things like that have done it. And
oh, Mr. Simmons in AP Biology 105, that bastard.
And I'll never let it down.
No, I cannot believe he switched schools like that.
But Pat Chun is rough. But you know what I will say is UW, congratulations. Pat Chun is a wonderful AD. He will do great things for you.
Oh God, you're doing that. You're taking that angle?
What I will say is I wouldn't be shocked if Chun was a little perturbed by the fact that he was never mentioned in this Pac-2 kind of situation going forward. That was straight president stuff.
The Chunster?
So I wouldn't be shocked if there's a little two-part. Chun doesn't want to be an AD that has to deal with Mountain West and WCC. But I wouldn't be shocked if a little bit was like, hey, man, is this not my job? Am I not supposed to be the one to take this over?
And, he doesn't want the C-dub.
And, you know, he was never asked questions. He was never given say over what we're doing here. So,
well, maybe he'll last longer than 6 months.
I
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed for them. Although I hope he leaves for like Ohio State. And
hey, if he stays a year, I mean, that's better than the last guy.
Yeah, and so I think
setting records.
I think we also have to remember that even though, you know, when we compare Wazoo and Oregon State, all right, and how this whole Pac-2 thing has gone down, I think one could argue that Washington State has been the more benefit of the two.
I shouldn't have brought this up. I got you way in your Wazoo pants.
No.
Way too Wazooey.
I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to bring it back. Trust me. I think it's safe to say that as this was going on, Wazoo has probably done a better job than Oregon State in terms of on the field, on the court.
Oh, boy.
We did just win a game at the tournament.
Which type of court? The men's court or the women's court?
Fair point.
Here I am standing up for Beavs.
No, fair point.
What is going on?
Fair point. I think Wazoo has navigated this a little better than Oregon State. And that's not a trash to Oregon State, but like, we still have our football coach.
It kind of is starting to trash the program a bit here.
But what
spreading the cheeks and taking a dump all
over. But what
I'm
saying is whether the Oregon State women in basketball continue to thrive that they're doing in baseball, the men's baseball, like whatever they're doing, you know, Wazoo had a really nice, albeit short, run in the tournament. You know, we did win a game.
Well, since the Pac-2, formerly known as the Pac-12, only cares about ancillary sports, how's softball doing?
That I don't know, but what I will
Doesn't
say...
Doesn't Wazoo have a good volleyball program?
We do have a good volleyball program.
See,
and a good
go.
Soccer program. Women's soccer program as well. We don't here have we a go. Men's soccer program. Shout out Title IX. But the reality is at the end of the day, whether Wazoo is in the Sweet 16 tomorrow or not, this is what happens when you destroy conferences. That even though you can sit here and say that maybe Washington State has handled things a little better than Oregon State or been lucky, however you want to say it. You know, our coach didn't run to Michigan State. You know, our basketball coach did take the Stanford job, but I think whether we were in the Pac-12 or not, I think he was getting a better job.
Man, that's pretty cold too.
But the reality is
losing him to Stanford of all places.
Well, there's other stuff in that. I mean, he's from the Bay Area. His kid has autism.
I did hear that.
Stanford's got that wonderful autism center to help take care of his kid. But I think,
is that a real thing?
That is a real thing.
Okay, I was gonna
but
say,
I think, oh, but
be
I think,
careful there.
I think after this year, whether Kyle Smith got to the round of 32 or the Sweet 16, Kyle Smith was going to go. What I'm saying is the reality is no matter who handled it better during turmoil, I was texting with Brandon Sprague about this earlier. The inevitability is both of you just don't matter. And whether something's riding high in one sport or riding low in another or whatever it is, at the end of the day, Kyle Smith doesn't want to go back to the WCC. I just did that.
Boy, this is
Kyle
awkward.
Smith doesn't want to go to the Mountain West. Or not Kyle Smith, sorry. Jonathan Smith doesn't want to go to the Mountain West. Like, I used to be the OC at UW, and I've been a head coach at a pretty decent school in the Pac-12. I'm not going backwards.
To make matters worse.
And Pat Chun is, I've built a program and I've done things here. I'm not going to go backwards.
To make matters worse for you, I Google Washington State softball and the first thing that pops up is University of Washington softball. I don't know if you guys even have a program.
I don't know either.
That's rough.
Full disclosure.
That's rough.
Intramurals?
Well, yeah, maybe a club team. This ain't intramurals.
Our men's soccer is a club team.
Let's see here.
Our men's soccer, D1 at Wazoo, is a club team.
Oh, shout out Title IX indeed, then.
Well, best of luck, Chunster.
Yep, see you guys.
Man, I was going to just say, hey, how you guys doing? Happy hump day. But
I told Brandon Sprague, I can't wait for football to be off the books. Like, can we just be a basketball school, and can we just not care? Can we be an academic institution?
Listen,
because I would love that.
I would absolutely
love that.
Well, that boded so well for the Pac-12 being all about academics and Olympic sports.
Conference champions.
I came in, and I gave you a kidney shot right off the bat. All right? That was a low blow.
I thought we were friends.
I know. That was cold-blooded. cold-blooded Rick James ring right to the forehead of Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, I will say, Joe, that is like Patrick coming in and saying, like, you know, Dak's not going to be a Cowboy after 2024, right? Well, and probably, just probably, kind of a butt shot.
Well, he probably won't be.
Well, I wouldn't say that because, boy, could I care less. Why do I care about mediocre quarterbacks that make a lot of money?
Hey-o! Yeah, see Daniel that, Jones.
Now that is a shot.
And there's a liver shot right to me. Right.
You guys ever seen the movie Great Outdoors?
Yes.
Dan Aykroyd, John Candy.
Yep, Annette Bening.
I have not.
Yes.
Oh, you need to watch
Annette
it.
Bening, the unsung hero of that movie. She's so great.
That entire
cast.
She's
clearly like the real actor of the bunch.
Absolutely.
But it is a Dan Aykroyd, John Candy movie.
A solid 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
There is a moment.
I will not be watching
There
that.
Is a moment in that movie where John Candy goes, that was a shot. Dan Aykroyd goes, that's not a shot. And then this says something and goes, that is a shot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love Great Outdoors.
You got to be careful how you say things. You know, I watched that movie when I was a kid.
Yeah, ditto, my dad.
My parents love that movie. I own it on DVD.
So I'm assuming you were an Uncle Buck fan as well, because John Candy fans, your parents were?
My sister was a big Uncle Buck fan.
Oh,
I have seen Uncle Buck once.
I think when I was younger, I don't think I ever truly understood the beauty and talent that was John Candy.
Well, we
I
all
think it took me till I was older.
We all should know Uncle Buck because that is how John Hughes discovered Macaulay Culkin for Home Alone. But yeah,
right.
John Candy, that was like his playground. Those movies, Great Outdoors,
the Seven
oh
Degrees
goodness.
Of John Candy.
But I always remember Dan Aykroyd in that movie because he was the sleazy brother-in-law.
You know what these are made out of, right? Lips and moles.
Yeah.
I love lips.
And when John Candy's wife goes, why don't you go find yourself a spin cycle? And I was like, what does that mean? I was like, I had no idea what that means. And then you get older and you realize that her sister-in-law says, you know, sometimes you just sit on top of the washing machine and
gets the job done.
Dot, dot, dot.
Wow.
Better than my husband.
Oh, Kali Doakley. Well, boy.
What?
Boy.
That. We're there. Huh?
We're already there. Oakley Dougley. We got a show lined up for you guys. Just a reminder, the Hot Corner will move to Tuesdays next week. We'll still be here from 7 to 9, but we're going to move to Tuesdays. And Tuesdays will be great. We're happy to have you. Everyone's going to be here. It's going to be fantastic. Major League Baseball opens tomorrow.
Whoa.
Tomorrow is opening day.
I'm not ready. The Orioles won the spring training, so can we just call it a season and give them the World Series trophy?
I would also argue they made a play to win the offseason, too.
Oh, what's that? Tony Kemp?
When you trade for a Cy Young winner and an ace, Joe, I think you're doing okay. Look at this guy. This guy, what are you, high and mighty? What are you, high and mighty over here now?
It took me a week. I was all worried like a week ago when you were giving them the AL East crown. And
Mighty Joe Fish over here.
Now I'm ready.
Not to blow your skirt up even further, Joe, but I do have a Baltimore Orioles-related question in Fair or Foul tonight.
Ooh, love that, love that. Fair or Foul, speaking of that, we do that every single week, including Tuesdays next week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot to get to.
Did you see that they did get Tony Kemp, though?
I did see.
World Series confirmed.
You know what shocked me is that he's only played 9 seasons in baseball. I thought that dude was like a 20-year vet.
He's hitting his prime. Here we go.
We do got a lot to get to. We will finish our division preview this week with the vaunted American League West.
Yeah!
As I sit here with my Mariner cap on, ready to rumble. So we'll get into the American League West starting at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But we do have some baseball agendas to get into.
Do you realize what I just did?
Well,
I have the power from this very laptop.
Yeah. Just do that?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Why would you do that?
Doesn't have a huge load either.
Whoa, hey.
That was you.
I don't like this.
That was you.
I don't like this.
I'm going to have to pull that one out of there.
All right, we come back. Let's give an update. Are we really in the midst of one of those things? Like, there's earmarks in baseball, right? The 94 strike, 61. There's earmarks in baseball. Are we really living in an earmark of baseball? The update on the gambling man.
Oh, dear God.
And if he is, Shohei Ohtani, where we should probably start with baseball every single time.
It's all just a big misunderstanding.
The most fascinating player in baseball somehow became more fascinating. We'll get to that next. The Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan. 719, we are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Patrick Harris, Joe Fisher with you. We'll be moving to Tuesdays next week. I'm going to say that a lot this week, so if you're in the know, you know, and if you're not, welcome, and if you're in the know, I apologize to keep this going. We got the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, after the sale. Guilty as charged. Got a Ford Bronco Sport in the parking lot, and they were absolutely fantastic. Hey. On the text line, JR chimes in, well, it must be the last Wednesday, as it'll never be a Wednesday again.
That is true. That is true.
What I'll tell you, JR, is if I end up...
That is how a calendar works.
If I end up sitting in on another one of these fine shows we have here at 10 of the Fan, an Odyssey station, and it's a Wednesday, boy, you know I'm going to open with it must be a Wednesday.
So, Wednesday's
or
dead.
It's always a Wednesday.
It's just dead.
We're net even on a listener, though, because someone else on the Vancouver text line says... Tuesday, I may be able to listen to more. My Monday and Wednesday nights at work tend to suck worse. So he's texting on a Wednesday, but he says he'll be able to listen more. So that's TLH, total listening hours, or total time spent listening, whatever the metric is.
Look at the sales guy that in corporate here with uses. Us.
I think it's, what is it? Time spent, TSL. That's what it is.
If it makes you feel better, USC lost their coach to SMU. You know what? That does kind of make me feel better.
I saw
it
that.
It really does kind of make me feel
better. That's pretty awesome, actually.
It does kind of make me feel better.
I don't know if that was a matter of Andy was like, I'm probably going to get fired after this, not this year, but next year anyways, versus I need to get the hell out of here. This sucks.
I love that Andy Enfield was like, wait, I'm going to a worse basketball conference. I'm still going to get fired. I'll take the SMU job.
SMU, they're
going to the ACC next
year.
Yes,
they are.
ACC, okay, I was going to say, are they a Big 12 school?
They're going to a future dead conference, so congratulations.
Without any athletic money.
Congratulations.
And they're on the Gulf of Mexico, correct?
You think Craig James supports that, his alma mater there?
I wonder how often they hit him up, or if at all.
SMU's in Dallas, though, right?
Where the hell I don't know where SMU is. It's a religious school in Texas. And
is it Corpus Christi?
It is in Dallas.
It is in Dallas.
No, Corpus Christi is...
It's on the Gulf. It's like right
on the
Gulf,
right? Yeah, that's why... Well,
TCU? Is TCU and Corpus Christi?
Dallas is...
I gotta look this up now.
Maps. Places. Corpus Christi is just south of San Antonio. The school that's there in Corpus Christi, there is like a UT Corpus Christi or something.
Yeah, Texas A&M. CC? I don't know. No. There's way too many damn Texas football
and basketball. Texas is huge. I don't know if you knew this. Very big state.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Very large. I'd like to go to Texas sometime.
I would too. I mean, there's definitely cool things. Barbecue. In San Antonio is supposed to be great. Austin is supposed to be... You know, the Portland of Texas.
Hey, just north of Corpus Christi, right across a bridge, there is a Portland, Texas. How about that? I'm seeing that on the map right now.
Over under a better city, Portland, Texas, or Portland, Oregon?
What year is it? Is it now?
Now. Push.
Yeah, push.
Are we at a push?
Corpus,
what kind of line can I get at Alanay on that?
Corpus Christi.
You know, I'm a professional gambler now. I don't know if you guys know this.
Home of Texas State Aquarium. Oh, yeah?
Professional gambler.
Ever since your Alanay trip?
Yeah, hit too big on UNC, you know.
Big day, baby.
Just don't mention Oakland or James Madison, and I'm good.
Portland, Texas.
So you parlayed all of those. Is that what I'm hearing?
I took a bet from Isaac Rupp, and it hit. And I doubled down on it and took the point spread on North Carolina, and it hit.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, felt good. Then I had to watch Wazoo lose.
As long as you didn't hit the slot machines on the way out, you're good.
No, I don't do that. I'm not degenerate. I'm not a sales rep at Odyssey. Jesus.
Now that, a liver shot.
All right. The biggest story in baseball right now, and guys, we might spend two seggies on this, but I kind of want to start on this. As you know, if you've lived under a rock, Shohei Ohtani, his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, I can't speak today.
Do you know he went to UC Riverside? Wait.
Ipe was fired after the Los Angeles Dodgers discovered that he was in massive gambling debt with a illegal bookmaker in
allegedly
the state of California. where gambling is not legal in California, despite DraftKings here in Oregon and Alinea. Chinook wins in, right? Chinook wins is in Washington?
No, Chinook wins is at Lincoln
down
City.
South. What's Emerald Queen?
Emerald Queen. There's like seven or eight.
There's a bunch in Washington where gambling is legal, but it's not legal in California.
No. So are there no casinos in California?
No.
None.
How about that?
That's why you go to Carson, Nevada. That's why you go to Vegas, obviously.
Isn't that like
Reno.
Texas also? I believe Texas doesn't have any casinos.
That I'm not sure.
Gambling is not allowed in Texas.
They don't
As
like
we
weed
said
either.
Previously, never been to Texas.
I met a dude from Texas in Arizona, and I believe that's what he said. I'm checking my sources.
So, Ipe gets fired, all right? We find out he was involved in gambling upwards around, what, $4.5 million? He was in debt.
Something like that.
Shohei Ohtani ended up covering that debt, and Ipe was fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Definitely casinos in Texas. You just can't gamble on sports in Texas. All right, moving on. Sorry.
Now, before we really get into whether or not Shohei is involved and stuff like that, I just kind of want to get a litmus test. Because what's interesting for me, and as somebody that takes history of baseball into very much consideration, I like to pretend at least that I'm a student of the game. Not only do I know what's happened on the field, but I'm also aware of, as I said, the check marks, the big periods of baseball where you can say, okay, Mantle, Maris in 61, the 27 Yankees, Hank Aaron, Maguire, Sosa, these kind of check marks of where baseball really hits things. I'm curious, when this story first broke, and we talked about it a little bit last week as it's evolved into this week, when this story broke, I actually didn't take a lot of investment into it. I actually didn't think it was that quite big of a deal. So my question to you guys is this a real story, or is this what happens when you become the level of Shohei Ohtani?
But
where everything's under a microscope, where it's like, well, did you see that Taylor Swift kissed Travis Kelce? Like, is it that, or is this Shoeless Joe? Is this Pete Rose? Is this Maguire Sosa? Is this Bonds? Like, what kind of level are we at here?
Well, classic sports radio line here. We'll see what happens. this is just the beginning. I mean, last week, literally, it was Wednesday that this got reported.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we opened the show with it.
I was in this
Our
chair.
Our second to last Wednesday, because we're going to Tuesday next
I was
week.
In this chair last week saying, did you know that Ipe went to UC Riverside? Maury Pulpovich over here. Turns out that was a lie.
That was a lie.
Did you know that he worked for the Boston Red Sox as a interpreter for one of their former players?
Daisuke? Screwball?
Not Daisuke.
Remember the Screwball was going to take over the
whoever league? It was. Turns out that was a lie.
Yeah.
So what we've learned since last Wednesday is Ipe is just, he's a fraudster. He's a liar because his whole entire resume is a lie. Nobody in the Angels organization over the last 5 to 6 years decided, maybe we should check up on any of this.
Totally. It's the I fill out a resume and nobody actually calls your references.
Literally. And listen, it's like basically they're just taking all these guys for face value and they're like, all right, cool, put that in the media guide. Yeah, he went to UC Riverside. He was an interpreter for the Red Sox, worked spring training for the Yankees. So it's turned out that he is just a straight up liar at any chance, any opportunity, and he took the opportunity of working for Ohtani and just rode that horse for as long as he could.
Mm-hmm.
The question remains, though, is he the fall guy?
Right, and that, but that's
and
why
that's. I mean, I feel like Shohei right now to me is what he has going for him is just being like, oh, well, I don't know anything. I'm just over here playing baseball, and he just took advantage of everything and lied to me and stole my money and don't look over here. So, like, there still is a lot to be investigated, clearly, sure. Because this is, like, I mean, a crime in the state of California. Like, they have not only MLB investigators looking into all of this, but they have
FBI.
Actual, like, yeah, like federal investigators looking into this.
And that's what I'm trying to ask. Like, is this a big story?
Yes.
Or is this an okay story?
I'm going to lean in and also say that this is still a big story. I have a hard time, even with the new information coming out that Joe basically just laid out, that you guys both laid out perfectly, that there's something else that's going to drop here, because we still haven't gotten the answer to that question. Well, why did you initially come out with a story plan saying, okay, hey, you know what, this is what's happening, we're just helping a guy out, and oh, no, he stole. I mean, there's tax implications going on in my head, maybe as to the reason why they lied, but there's got to be something else beyond that. When you see the news coming out, this is according to the LA Times today, Otani hired the same PR crisis firm as Alec Baldwin, Hillary Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, and that doesn't mean he's guilty.
But those were big stories.
Exactly, and frankly, somebody that says, oh, well, that means something is happening, I hate that. That's like saying, oh, well, innocent people shouldn't need to hire lawyers. No, you're dealing with the cops here. Otani's dealing with the media.
And perception, and et cetera.
And in a foreign country where he doesn't speak the language. You got to have help. But I do believe this is a huge story, and there is still something to drop.
Yeah, and that's what we'll get into next. Like, let's actually dive into this story. Like, let's see, where do we feel about Otani? What does baseball do from here on out? And how do we keep track on this? How can we possibly know what's right and what's wrong? We'll keep that going next. We'll do that. This is the Hot Corner. It is Portland Sports Leader, moving to Tuesdays next week. But first, my man Schultzy with sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we finally got the second ace on the market to sign somewhere. What does this mean? Can I take a shot at Scott Boris, or is there a bigger problem going on in baseball? We'll get to that in 15 minutes. But I want to continue here with the Shohei situation. So Shohei Ohtani came out and spoke to the Dodgers, or for the Dodgers on Monday. And never get it twisted about no questions, no photography, no cameras. Never get that twisted. That usually says something. Now, I think I'm the guy here. I think I'm a guy that tends to... I think I'm giving Shohei the benefit of the doubt here. I think I am. And I think as stuff has come out about Ipe, about not working here, not going to school there, like, the guy's clearly got a checkered past. But
he's just a liar, sounds like.
But is that also not the best guy to set up for a fall guy?
Yeah, because he'll lie for you.
So let me test the room here. Do you think Shohei Ohtani gambled on sports?
Yes. 1,000%.
1,000% from Schultzy, and you are an infinite yes.
Yes.
Cause I'm kind of like, I don't know.
I think that athletes gamble a hell of a lot more than we think they do.
The Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan stories about Barcelona in 92.
That and just,
Pete Rose in the 70s and 80s.
I don't know. It's tough because we've seen players get busted already.
Sure, yep. The NFL is really
multiple
cracking
leagues,
down on it.
Right. It's just a matter of, is there a way that you can figure out how to get around it in a sense like this, where you have someone doing it for you?
Yeah.
Let me just quickly say
like the Calvin Ridley thing, like he got busted because he's an idiot and didn't have somebody else doing it for
this
him.
This Jonte Porter guy for the Raptors, like, dear God, man, like, have some discretion.
Well, and a baseball player, even compared to a basketball player, how much time do they have throughout the season? We all love baseball, guys. We all love to watch the game that's literally, most of the time, not moving.
And
even,
also,
even with the rule changes with the clocks.
Also, and I don't know what the other league rules are about gambling on other sports, and like the MLB rules is like, dude, you can't work with an illegal bookmaker.
Now that is a real
thing. You can't, like the rules are basically you can't gamble on baseball, you can't gamble on MLB and games that either affect you or don't affect, you can't gamble on the sport that you're in. You can gamble on other sports, it just can't be with an illegal bookmaker.
And that's the question I want to ask. All right, let's take the illegal bookmaker out of this, okay? Let's say we find out that Shohei is, in fact, betting hundreds of thousands of dollars, gets in debt up to almost $5 million on international soccer, okay? Maybe he really liked Liverpool to beat Man City, but it ended up in a draw and he lost money. Do we have a problem with that?
No, I don't care. Like, do what you want. I really don't care.
As long as he's not betting on baseball, we don't care?
Correct.
Because I have said this in weeks past.
Quite frankly, I don't even care if he's not if he's betting on a game that he's not in. If he's betting on Reds Pirates I don't care.
Yeah, but that gets a little too close, and that's where I actually, it's funny that you don't care here, and this is where I'm the opposite. What always worries me about gambling with professional athletes is if you're not doing it on your sport, when does it eventually creep into your sport?
Well,
when do you get to the point where you're $5 million in debt and you're like, okay, I got to pay this off somehow. I just talked to my buddy, Seiya Suzuki in Chicago, and they're taking on the Phillies tonight, and he can't go, and he just told me Cody Bellinger can't go. So I'll put, you know, $200K on the Phillies beating the Cubs tonight by 6.
Listen, I think it...
Like, when do you get desperate?
I don't care, but I think it is a slippery slope if you were to bet on the same league and same teams that you are going up against. But, yeah, if he's betting on Napoli versus FC Milan or whatever the hell, I mean, if he's betting
AC on... AC Milan.
Thank you. You are a soccer guy. You are a Patrick soccer guy. Hey, all I care is about my...
You're lucky.
All I care about is my Reds, okay? Let's go, Liverpool. But
we're not in Champions League, but nice job.
We're getting there, though, right? Aren't they releasing
Should finish this year.
The pools here soon of who's going to be in what?
The pools of liver.
The group play. Aren't we figuring out who's in what groups?
No, we're in, like, semifinals
okay.
now.
Okay, well, regardless. Again, I just... I'm...
So the gambling doesn't bother you. Okay, so then what about...
It bothers me.
So then, okay, and I'll get to you in a second, Schultzy.
Right, yeah.
But, Joe, to finish on this... The gambling doesn't bother you, then why is this a story?
Because I think that gambling in sports is very polarizing in general right now. I was just talking to you in the break about how some people are bitching and moaning about the refs and how they find it funny that they've gotten this bad
ever since gambling became legalized. Right.
Like, I just, you had Reese Davis the other day on ESPN talking about risk-free investments in I feel like it is just very... The entire conversation around is important. So as soon as you have the biggest star in Major League Baseball in a quote-unquote scandal when it comes to gambling...
Oh, I don't think it's quote-unquote.
Well, again, he's been bamboozled, hoodwinked here, as Ja Rule said.
Fraud, according to the FBI.
So, again, but when it comes down to it, it's like, dude, I don't care if he's betting on international soccer matches. And if he did it again, he should know better that illegal sports books, bookmakers in California, like, if he knows it's illegal, yeah, dude, you effed up.
And let's be real. Illegal bookmaking is where you can roll the high dollars. Schultzy, you have a problem with this gambling.
Yeah, just because of the implications. I hear you on the slipping into your current sport. That's the perfect example, I think, of maybe Pete Rose probably didn't start betting on his team every night. It got to that point because he had such a problem. But the connections, especially, like, you bring up international soccer. Shohei's an international guy. Do you not spend time around these guys and gals? Like, you are in a fraternity of elite athletes.
He usually shoots a text to Mo Salah, say, hey, maybe if...
Take a dive.
your back spasms there in the beginning of the game there.
Oh, yeah. You know Shohei's got Ronaldo on speed dial. I mean, seriously, that's kind of stupid to actually say, but when you think of the actual implication of that possibly, you know, knowing somebody competing in another league that you're placing money on, like, I just feel like as a player, you should be completely disallowed from anything. Why can you not be allowed to wait with the privilege of making hundreds of millions of dollars, or at least tens of millions in a lot of players' situations, until you are done? And then give away any sense of impropriety at that point, and then say, you know what, I'm done with this now. That was my pro life. I'm going to go have fun in my afterlife.
503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. I love this because it makes me really think, well, I care if he bet on Reds Pirates. Again, he has nothing to gain on throwing anything in his games in modern sports financing. He's wealthy. But I would counter that, even though I agree with that, I would counter that with neither did Michael or Charles in 92 in Barcelona. And there are rumors that they both lost $750,000. Like, equate that to inflation, and that's, you know, $2 to $3 million. Now, yeah, you might not be betting on anything that you have to do with. You want to keep yourself intact. But when does that degenerate, for lack of a better term, seep into you and create a bigger problem?
That's what I'm saying. That can be a slippery slope. Like, that's betting my on biggest the teams issue. And like,
mine's a slippery slope.
And again, like, deep down, it's like some of these guys, listen, gambling is, I don't sports gamble. I don't put my money.
It's crazy. I got into it big on Saturday. I was up with my buddy at A&A, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. And I threw away money.
I love the idea of it. I love, you know, being able to guess if a team can cover, over, unders, all that. It's
just
fun
like
to
I like
talk
being
about.
Able to throw dollars at the rail to see some, you know, yayas.
Hell yeah.
And if you have the funds to make that happen and you got a big enough unit, then lay it down, right? Like, go ahead. I don't really care what you want to do with your money. And I understand it diving into your league. If there is that gray area, like even as Schultz said, like maybe not texting Ronaldo, but like you text a pitcher, you have a guy on one of these teams. But that's where I just feel like the ins and outs of all that, like, so what? You're just going to hand this guy a bag of cash or a briefcase the next time you see it? Like, It seems a lot more like a process than it really, like,
sure,
the payoff is on that. And especially, again, for a guy like Shohei. Like, yeah, if you have a Jonte Porter who is over-under on points and rebounds are like 5 and 2 rebounds, and this guy's like, I am making S in this league on a minimum contract, yeah, I'll take a 40,000 parlay on myself. Well, you're an idiot, and you don't make that much, and you deserve everything you have. You have a damn Discord chat with other people saying, dude, take my under on my rebounds tonight. I'm getting a random eye injury in the first quarter. Like, yeah, that's you're dumb, all right? But this, again, the only aspect of it is, like, California, you can't gamble on sports, illegal sports book. That's where you effed up, all right? That is that, like, and to me, it's just like, you're an idiot for that. But if you want to gamble on sports, like, figure out a way. Go to a state where you can do that. You shouldn't have gone to the Dodgers. You shouldn't have gone to Anaheim Angels.
Mariners, baby! Yeah. All right, we'll put this to bed for a little bit, and we'll see as more information keeps coming out. When we come back, I want to touch on Jordan Montgomery signed with the Arizona Diamondbacks, Blake Snell with the Giants, all Scott Boras clients. Is this a problem with Scott Boras, or is this just baseball catching up to the trends that's going on? That's next. Hot Corner, 10 in the Fan. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive in. We'll finish our division previews as we always land on the American League West to see how that takes over. Just another friendly reminder, we'll be on Tuesdays starting next week from 7 to 9. Picture me rolling.
Boy, there are some things about the AL West that you just are going to have to wait for hour two for. I mean, just
you ready?
Insane. Just insane.
You gonna say some crazy stuff, dude?
I got a fun game for you when it comes to athletics, too.
Oh, excellent. I'll love that. But before we dive into that, Jordan Montgomery, the last domino to fall in the free agent sweepstakes over this offseason. He signs a one-year, $25 million deal with the Diamondbacks. And this opens a larger discussion. Now, first of all, Diamondbacks rotation looks fantastic, in my opinion. Montgomery, Gallen, Fott, Rodriguez, like, that's a solid four. I don't think they're as good as, say, the Mariners. I don't think they're as good as, say, maybe some other teams out there, but that is a super solid starting rotation.
Certainly is, Bob. Top tier. Somewhat already starting to regret having them finish third in the NL West.
Yeah, right. It instantly kind of makes you go,
oops.
Oh, you got Dylan Cease in San Diego? Cool. Hold my beer. So that we can talk a little bit about what this does for Arizona, but what I'm curious about is this is another Scott Boras client that fails to get the deal they wanted. Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell, Matt Chapman. Funny enough, two of those guys ended up signing with the same team. Cody Bellinger. A lot of guys looking for big money, big year deals. And let me ask you this, Joe. Is this more of an indictment on Boras wanting too much money for these players, or is this more of a revelation of Major League Baseball kind of taking a cue from the NFL in an extent of running backs are a little bit of a dime a dozen and we can find a young guy and blow his knees out, or in this case, blow his arms out and then go find somebody new? I heard on Danny and Dusty today, they were talking about, are wide receivers potentially the new running back? That every draft class is going to have high-octane, high-caliber young receivers that you grab for 4 years and try to win in that window and then let them go because I'll go grab somebody else. Look at the Steelers, for example. Do you think arms and guys like Chapman and Bellinger are in the same, or do you think this is Boras reaching for too much?
I would choose the latter out of those two. I think it's the MLB basically saying, like, screw you, Scott Boras. We know what you're trying to do here because we know how much you get paid in all of this as well.
Paging Alex Rodriguez.
So these are, I have a list of the top 10 free agents of this offseason, but of 10 of those, I mean, five of them are Scott Boras clients, but here are the contracts. Blake Snell, 2 years, $62 million.
With an opt-out after year one.
Cody Bellinger, 3 years, $80 million.
Opt-out after year one.
Jordan Montgomery, 1 year, $25 million. Matt Chapman, 3 years, $54 million.
Opt out after 1 year.
And then Jung Ho Lee, 6 years, $113 million.
It's funny that Scott Boras has Jung Ho Lee, you know.
But yeah, I mean, this is, I think this was very much a mutiny between the GMs, the owners, and the front office. Hopefully not sending each other text messages.
Not collusion, but basically saying, we don't want to deal with
but
you,
dear
man.
God, it kind of like seems like in the winter meetings, they're all just kind of like,
Look, we don't want Cano. We don't want Pujols. We don't want to do this again.
It was kind of one of those, like, in the PGA, you can't ask fellow players what club they chose to hit a ball. Like, hey, what club did you use?
Oh,
right,
did you
there?
Use a six? Or do you mean like a brand?
But they'll go over there and they'll peek over at their bag as they're putting the club away, you know? So I feel like this is, it's one of those just kind of like, say if you were to sign Jordan Montgomery, complete hypothetical
if
here.
If you were to be in the trees on a 15, Bubba Watson, in Augusta, what club do you think you would use? If you could take back in that situation.
If you were playing MLB The Show and Matt Chapman was a free agent.
What do you think you would
What would
sign
you
him
give
for?
Him?
See, I think it's interesting because I'm actually starting to lean a little more on the side of baseball starting to not want to pay those guys for those kind of contracts.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, I would say give us a couple more years to see what happens.
Yeah, let it flesh out a little bit.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at the rest of the contracts this year that were not the top 10 that were not Boras clients. Obviously, like Shohei, Yamamoto, those are kind of outliers.
Those are other side. But Tyler Glasnow? He got himself a bag. Will Smith got a bag today.
Aaron Nola, 7 years, $172 million.
He got a good bag.
Sonny Gray, which 3 years, $75 million. I feel like,
but at his stage in
older.
His career, yeah, though, 36. I think that was a good bag to get.
Josh Hader, 5 years, $95 million.
Insane bag for a closer.
Yeah, but also I think the Astros were like, dude, please.
Yeah,
we need that. What do you want?
Well, I think they see the rest of the American League catching up to him.
Remember, what was it, like 2018 or 2019 when Mike Trout signed his extension with the Angels?
Yeah, it's 440.
Yeah, and that was late. Mid to late 20s, it signs him through age 39. Very similar.
Harper wasn't far behind.
Exactly, and very similar to a Trey Turner, to a Julio Rodriguez type deal that he got. Now we're seeing Bobby Witt Jr. We saw, unfortunately, Wander Franco get the deal like that from the Rays.
But and Bobby Witt, Bregman kind of started it, Acuna and Albies.
Absolutely.
And Tatis.
Just that shift, I do think that, as you said, players are getting cash, even in their 30s, but they're not getting as much. And we're never going to see a guy north of 30 getting a 10-year contract ever again in baseball.
So I'm just going to name a couple of his clients that basically it's kind of on the clock. I mean, yes, Bryce Harper just signed his deal with the Philadelphia Phillies a couple years ago, but he's at $26 million per year. If you don't think that he's going to be asking for some more money here in the next year or two, like...
He signed the deal.
I get it, but also Machado signed his deal, and they essentially ripped that up and did a new with.
But that's because he was okay with it, though.
Well, I think that Bryce Harper will be okay with doing that as well.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Juan Soto.
Yeah, that'll be the interesting thing. I think that is a great point, Joe.
I mean, Corey Seager, he just got his bag, so that's kind of
off. But I think Juan Soto is a fantastic litmus test for this.
Jose Altuve.
What does Juan Soto get next year?
And Altuve, he just did his deal.
Altuve was more of a legacy pay, done. I feel like. Yeah. The Astros won it. That was like
that's bobblehead night.
That was the Blazers giving Brandon Roy a massive deal. They were paying for the production he already gave.
Yeah, that's bobblehead
night. Yeah.
But I think, Joe, you bring up an amazing point. Soto. What is Soto going to do? And what Soto does, I think, will tell us a lot. Is this agent? Or is this, I don't want to pay for old players that we've learned from mistakes? All right. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. We're up fair or foul at the bottom of the 8:30 hour. But also, let's get into the vaunted American League West. I'm joking. It's not that vaunted. But is the division open? Is it open? I think there's three teams in this. We'll see how it goes. That's next. Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan.
State championship is being played this week.
Tom, I'm standing here with the little sluggers and some of their parents, and I can't tell you how excited they are.
This is the Hot Corner.
Little Stan March is the pitcher for the South Park Little League team. Mr. March, you must be very proud of your son. They've worked really hard to get here, Chris, and, you know, I don't like to really trash talk, but I don't think Denver has a chance.
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
Oh, well, I'm sure some of the Denver kids' parents would disagree with you. And
oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! South Park is going down! There ain't no way some little mountain kids can beat Denver! Not with my son on second base!
On the Odyssey app.
Oh, looks like we got some parental trash talking going on here. Mr. Marsh, any comment? Well, I think that there's a...
Mr. Marsh? Who wants to hear from a Mr. Marsh? I am the ultimate Little League trash talking father. I am the Bat Dad! Bat Dad knows no fear!
And 1080.
Bat Dad knows no pain! I want you, Marsh! I want you!
The Fan.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, at 1080thefan.com or the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Friendly reminder, next week we'll be back with you, but on Tuesdays.
You and I both with a beer belch there.
This will be the last Wednesday of this historic show. One might argue the greatest show to ever grace the Entercom, now Odyssey, 1080, The Fan, airwaves. Wednesdays have just been so wonderful to us that we'd like to take over Tuesdays as well.
I'll add a qualifier in there. Best baseball show.
We are the number one rated baseball show in the Portland metropolitan area. I could say that with a fact.
Book
that
it.
Is the truth.
Damn right.
Book I'm it, not lying to you. This is not fake news. We are the number one baseball show in the Portland metropolitan area. Now, we are also the least rated show in the Portland metropolitan area, but that's not important.
Nielsen
We're number one.
Nielsen
We're number one.
Doesn't know what they're doing. All right. That was actually, never mind. I'm going to share too many details, but just Nielsen, get it together.
You can't have two number ones. That would be 11. All right, we got Fair or Foul coming up at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. As we've been doing, we will dive into our last division to preview as the baseball season starts tomorrow. We leave it with the American League West. Now, when Voldemort was here, we always did it because there's a lot of you out there that are Mariner fans. So we wanted to kind of tease you and save the best for last. Now we got me and Schultze here are Mariner fans, although I think I'm a Mariner observer compared to Schultze's.
Well, definitely not saving the last.
His investment.
Definitely not saving the best for last because as far as I know, the AL West didn't have every single team finish above 500 last year.
You're going to bank on the Red Sox.
Oh, are we doing this again? Not this year.
Okay, I was like, are we doing this again?
I'm just saying last
year. Do I need to tell
you
that the Red Sox still suck despite being over 500? If we got to do this again, I'll do this again. All right? Come at me, bro.
You'll get angry texts.
Hey, Alex Cora, guys. They got a young. Who the hell do they have?
LeBron James. All right, Joe, you've got some Oakland Athletic things you would like to talk. Because there's a lot going on in this division.
Oh, I mean.
But let's be quick, let's be clear real quick, right? The Angels, okay, pass.
Except for Ron Washington.
Yeah, I am excited to see Ron Washington see
good
the resurgence. I feel like
good for him.
5 years or less, he could win like a Manager of the Year award, but probably not this year.
I like him as a third base coach, and he's great at the club. Joe, you wanted to talk to me about the Oakland A's.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to play a game with you.
I love games.
Do you know this player? Like, just tell me straight up, Schultze partake also. Like,
this is excellent. I'm on baseball.
Just like, yes, I know him, whether it be fantasy purposes or I watched Oakland A's. I'm sorry if you did, but just, you know.
I am on roster resource, but I do not have the Oakland A's page up.
See, I got it right in front of you. I'm going just 1 through 9, what they got here, projected starting lineup versus right-handed pitchers. Ryan Noda.
Nope.
But, like, do I know him?
Ryan Noda.
Didn't he make the All-Star team for them last year?
I don't know.
Noda. Someone, not going to work here anymore.
Someone's got to. At least one dude on the A's has to make the All-Star team.
Yeah, I think it was Noda.
Zach Geloff.
Ooh, you like had me in the beginning until you said Loff. Nope.
the first name.
I was like, Zach Gallen's on the Oakland A's?
Uh-huh. There we go. Ryan. J.J. Blade.
Nope.
Just from opening sports cards, I know that is a younger player that the A's probably aren't paying anything to.
Brent Rooker.
I remember him.
Yeah, I'm cool with that name.
That was the one I knew because he hit some dongs for him last year.
Yep. Prospect that was supposed to be great. We'll see. He'll probably have 35 and get traded at the deadline.
Seth Brown.
Nope.
Most generic name on this roster.
I just think it's Seth Smith, former A&M Mariner, so no.
There's probably been like 8 Seth Browns in the history of MLB. J.D. Davis.
Yes.
No.
J.D. Davis recently released by the San Francisco Giants. J.D. Davis is a third baseman. Actually a really solid player. It was shocking. Everybody was really mad that he got released by the Giants. The only reason he did was because they signed Matt Chapman. And people were like, well, J.D. Davis is better than Matt Chapman.
Dude, Patrick just laying his big baseball notes on this table.
Let's go. Let's go.
How about that? Shea Langeliers.
I know that name from sports cards.
Sports cards.
Younger name in the last 5 years or so.
Rippin' Pax.
Exactly.
Lawrence Butler.
I thought Rippin' Pax was the next guy's name. You know, with how people name kids these days.
That would be
badass. I was like, Rippin' Pax? Like Mark Rippin', but P-A-X?
R-I-P-P-E-N, and then P-A-X.
I was like, Rippin' Pax? I mean, I hope he throws heaters.
Hell yeah.
The answer is no, though.
He absolutely sucks.
No to the next guy.
Yeah. Lawrence Butler.
No.
No, I don't think so.
And Nick Allen. That is your 1 through 9 projected starting lineup versus right-handed.
Give me the 1 through 5 rotation. You can do it quick.
Alex Wood, yes.
Yes.
Ross Stripling, yes. J.P. Sears.
Yes. Yes. Only because of fantasy baseball. Only because of prospect.
Paul Blackburn.
Nope.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm a no. You're a yes.
Because he's been a journeyman for like 10 years in MLB. He's played for the A's before, too, right?
And where else has he played?
He was not a Mariner.
It says traded Seattle.
Busted.
I forgot that Paul Blackburn was a Mariner.
Fan card revoked, Schultze.
Damn it. 2016. I mean, this was probably before he even was recording service time. And Joe Boyle.
Nope.
Yep, there you go.
What do you got? A's win totals over there?
I like the game of having you guys.
Oh,
guess,
right.
Because I do have it. Yes. Numbers.
62.
That's 100 losses even.
100 losses, right? Yeah, that's math.
Ooh.
You think your big baseball nuts and your big math nuts on the table.
I think my number starts with a 5.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But it's going to be a high 5 because Vegas does want you to throw some coin on it. I'll go 58 and a half.
Damn, Patrick.
Give me the hook. 50, give me the hook.
58 and a half.
Boom, baby!
Wow.
I'm going over on that, by the way.
The home run stroker.
I don't know why, but I'm going over. Because I believe I said the Nationals are going to be the worst team in the MLB this
year. You keep saying that to me, and I'm like, you're out of your mind, Joe.
Hey, I'm sticking to it. I want that Sando. Or beer, whatever we
I just think
betting.
If J.P. Sears has a great year, if Ross Stripling somehow isn't dead by the All-Star game, these guys are getting traded. Like, August and September is going to be where that Blazer under money is made. Like, Shaedon Sharpe's coming back? No! Sit him! Do not do that. You're messing with my under.
58 and a half. Do we take a break, or do we just glance right over the Angels?
No, I think we come back and do this a 4-team race. Okay. But we try to keep it, within standards.
4-team race. That's cute.
The A's. All right. Coming back, there's the final 4 teams. That's the Angels, the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Asterisks. Who's going to win the American League West? How does this division look? We'll do all that next. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. Coming up in 15 minutes, we have Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Next week, we'll be on Tuesdays. So it'll be the bottom of every Tuesday, 8 o'clock hour. We're going through the American League West, and we'll try to keep this quick because I do want to give a little extra time for some stuff. But, guys, the Angels, like, I want to see a healthy year from Trout.
Yes, I think we all do. As baseball fans, what you want to see.
When Trout is fully healthy and playing at the top of the game, to this day, take Shohei's two-time out of the way where he can pitch and hit. If Shohei's just a hitter, I still think a fully healthy Mike Trout at full capability is the best player in baseball. And I've been saying it for 10 years, and I'm so happy to say it again. I'm also excited to see an adult in the building, okay? Ron Washington is very different than that garbage they trotted out last year from a management staff.
Yeah.
Let's get in fights. F you. It felt very MAGA.
Phil Nevin is a piece of S.
It felt very, like, alt-right.
Well, they do wear red hats.
Like, they hate us because they ain't us. Like, it felt very, like...
Just one A, not two A's on
it. It felt very hold me back, bro.
One of the more intriguing storylines of this team to me is just watching Anthony Rendon.
Yes, exactly. How many over under Anthony Rendon 55 games?
Oh God, I was going to put it at 100 because he's actually healthy. But
Ron Washington wants to bat him leadoff.
Oh, I know.
Of course he does.
55. I'll go over.
No, I'll go under. Yeah, he's got the skill set to bat leadoff. I get why he wants to put him there.
Hey, you guys ready for this? Push.
55
exactly on the money.
55 and a half. He'll get pulled in the fifth.
I know. Yeah, that's a good one. They got that Mickey Moniak guy who had like 8 RBIs in one game or something like that.
I think it'll be interesting. Logan Ohapi, he's the number one prospect. They didn't let him go. Whatever. They wanted to hold on to him. Brandon Drury was a decently touted prospect. I'd like to see how he goes. But the reality is Mike Trout, and how can he do?
Okay.
That staff's not great.
We done with these guys?
We're done with these guys.
All right.
Moving on.
Let's get back to the top three. The big question is, guys, can Texas go back to the World Series?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You think so?
I say yes, but immediately.
No, but that was initial reaction. Your initial reaction was yes.
Can they go back? Yes. There hasn't been a repeat champion since the Yankees of 99, 2000. Yeah. So, I mean, that's where it's just like, can they go back? Yeah,
technically 98, 99, 2000, yeah, but I know what you mean.
Those bastards.
Yeah, hey, they went 0-1, too. Then they lost.
So. But
that's good. They can go back.
Going back, I just feel like the parity in how October plays itself out. This Rangers team is good. The bullpen sucked last year. They caught fire at the right time.
They added Dave Robertson. in the offseason. He's a good arm. And Leclerc, like, came into himself over the postseason.
That's what
although
I'm
he's
saying.
Got a little bit high of a walk ratio and his ERA is not great either.
And really, it's
ringing
like,
endorsement for a closer there. You see what I did there?
And really, it's like, yeah, they lost Montgomery. Yeah, they lost Garver to your Mariners. To your Mariners.
Hey.
But when you look at it, it's like, dude, if they can get their arms healthy in the back half of the season, this starting pitching, fingers crossed, knock on wood, knock on faux marble table in here. I mean, you get those guys back. They could be dangerous going into an August, September, October, November.
I think what Bochy's really going to rely on early
and they're one
on
through
the
like seven, one through eight lineup batting wise is like one of the best. In
yeah. Bochy's going to rely, I think, really heavily on a full year from Evan Carter.
Yep.
Who we
yep.
saw what he did. His playoff performance was great. That kid is clearly a future stud.
Still getting PTSD.
Wyatt Langford is going to make the opening day roster. They are not going to service time manipulate him. He's coming up. That's a big deal as well.
Yep.
Okay. And then also, let's not forget DeGrom and Scherzer.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
DeGrom and Scherzer. Now, DeGrom's got Tommy John, so we'll see. But
they're saying back half of the season.
Back half of the season. Scherzer's supposed to come around June. Like, I'm watching him in fantasy leagues. Like, I'm going to take a flyer on him if I can snag him. I just don't want to waste the IL spot. But if you can get 75% DeGrom and 75% Scherzer, and then Eovaldi is number three, I think you're in decent spot. The real question is what are you going to get from DeGrom and Scherzer? Because outside of that, losing Montgomery is a big blow. That staff's not great. That staff looks like the Red Sox 3 years ago, and they weren't very good.
Well, and say what you want about him, but, you know, even Martin Perez, that dude was just innings eater and was able to get dudes out. Not
right.
strikeouts, but just get dudes out. So, I mean, you don't have him anymore either.
Exactly.
And he was on that team for years.
So we'll see. I think this team is the biggest, in my opinion, the biggest question mark of the entire division.
But you still got Mike Maddux.
Still got Mike Maddux.
Yeah,
let me
see Maddux. P1 of Hot Corner, Mike Maddux.
And you got Bruce Bochy, who has 4 World Series titles, 2 in different leagues, and one in his last one, he sat out for 5-6 years.
Well, and if Mike Maddux, I mean, the guy that's been in the league 20 years.
Friend of the
years,
show, Mike Maddux.
Absolutely. I love me that stash. If he can take, like, 2 of their triple, they've actually got some young, pretty powerful arms in their system. They're not very highly ranked, but hey, Mike Maddux takes him, adds some control a little bit. I would not be surprised if they're back. It's starting to look like the rest of MLB has taken the whole Mariners like bullpen plan and just tried to pick and choose guys from their system. And hopefully Texas can do that.
Before we jump to the other two teams in the division, do you have an Angels over under win total real quickly, both of you?
76 and a half.
Yeah, 75 and a half.
72
and
a half.
Okay.
And now can you give me a Rangers over-under?
Ooh, Rangers, you know, gosh, it's so difficult. Now, they don't play 19 times a year anymore in division. It's now only 13. So you're not going to beat each other up as much. The American League Central is garbage.
But damn it,
the bottom of the AL East is garbage.
At the end of the year, it always gets very, very hairy.
Texas, give me 82.
No, I'm going
81.
I'm
going, give me 81.
I'm going 86 and a half.
I was going to say, you realize that's like 500, right?
I know.
That's just scraping into the playoffs, possibly.
I know.
That's
I know what
not,
I'm doing here.
That's not 54%.
That is not 54%. 88 and a half.
88 and a half.
Yes.
I'm curious. With this team at 88 and a half, I'm curious what the other two are. And that poses me to this question. Guys, is this division Houston-Seattle, or is this division still Houston-Seattle-Texas?
I believe it's just Houston. Like,
fair point.
I think,
but
it's
I guess what I'm asking is, Texas went on a run, and I think Texas very much deserved to win the World Series last year. They were the best team that I saw in the American League in the playoffs, and when you get to the World Series, all bets are off, and they were better than Arizona. I don't want to take away from Texas. I think they were a deserved World Series champion last year. But I'm not super high on them this year. So my question is this a three-team race or is it a two-team race?
I think it's a three-team race. And frankly, I think the Rangers, I love my Mariners, but I am so scared. Like, the Mariners are leaning on, like, 7 ifs this year. So,
and,
so, So I think the Texas Rangers could be better than the Mariners.
And Joe, you think it's a one-team race?
Because I feel that the Astros, they just, it is year after year after year with them. And then them adding Josh Hader, like, it's like.
We counted him out 2 years ago when they won a World Series.
Death by a thousand cuts is what we've been saying for the last few years, too. And, like, you add
like
Hader.
A decade at this point.
You add Hader to the team, too. It's just almost like, oh, of course. Like, this damn
the Astros team. Bullpen might be the best bullpen in baseball. Ryan Pressly is a top five closer in baseball, and he's now your setup man.
The only
and Abreu
thing,
is the best setup man in baseball, and now he's your seventh inning guy.
The only thing that, and I'm not even going to say it's a concern, is just to keep an eye on is the back half of the starting rotation and what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it kind of seems like it's just like next man up for them.
Right.
All the time when it comes to pitching.
I think the biggest thing for me and
like the Ronel Blanco kid, he just went and had like 10 strikeouts the other day in his spring training game.
And then flip to the offensive side and Jeremy Peña can't be as bad as he was last year.
But do you think this is like plug and play for Joe Espada as a new manager? Because remember, Dusty's done. I mean,
I think so. I think Dusty is the guy that like rights the ship after the controversy. And now there's only two or three guys from that time. Framber Valdez isn't one of them. Yordan Alvarez isn't one of them. Kyle Tucker's not one of them. It's just Altuve, Verlander, and Bregman. And everybody else is kind of not a part of that. I think Dusty's big thing was let's get away from the noise and let's get back to baseball. And now everybody else coming in is just baseball guys. So I think that benefits, but I'll slide over to this and open it up into the Mariner conversation of the Mariners from an offensive standpoint, which is widely known as the problem they had last year. They weren't too far off Houston. They really weren't. That was a big, really close battle at the end of the year. I can't believe the Mariners offense from their quote-unquote veterans. Yes, I'm counting Julio in that veteran conversation. I don't think the offensive production can be as dire as it was last year.
No.
Julio's going to have a better year. Ty France going to. Can J.P. Crawford recreate? That's a big question.
Well, it's, with Julio.
That's a big question.
You just want to see it consistent throughout the year and not just this mad push after the All-Star game.
And Polanco's been raking in spring training.
And this is what I say is like their offense to me. Like, we'll see what Teoscar does with the Dodgers, but to me, this roster offensively has improved. Polanco, upgrade over Caballero or whoever they're throwing at it.
And I would argue that Polanco's an upgrade over Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, and then you also, like,
and
having,
if Ty France isn't as bad as he was last year, that's an upgrade over Jared Kelnick.
And whether you have Cal or Garver behind the plate and or playing DH, like, that's
two bats, thank God.
That's great right there. Mitch Haniger.
He's in midseason form right now, actually.
We'll see Haniger. I like him being humbled a little bit right now. Fangraphs has him at sixth in the lineup.
But
Ty
his best,
France at eight.
But Mitch Haniger, his best years were as a Mariner.
Right.
And he's back as a Mariner. So whether it's the, you know, the Safeco Field that's going to give him that confidence and just kind of being back to his normal self. But I like this offense way more than
and
last year.
Keep
year's.
This in mind. Even with Wu going down the other day, sounds like tests are clean. He should be fine. That always screams Tommy John to me. But tests are clean. This is the best staff in baseball. This is the best starting rotation. 1 through 3, nobody has 1 through 3. That includes the Dodgers. Nobody has 1 through 3 like this staff, and that's going to keep you in games. I think the biggest thing about this team boils down to Scott Servais.
Actually using his players correctly in some points and pushing the envelope maybe
managing
more than he did last year.
Games. Is Julio going to steal 45 bases this year? He better.
No kidding. No, he better be a 40-40 player. You
put
better
a glove on both hands. He better steal 45.
No, and the Mariners starting rotation, I feel like 1 through 6 or 7 is best in the major leagues. They really, it comes down to this, y'all. Even with all the strikeouts and their veterans last year, they gave too many damn at-bats to Tommy La Stella and Colton Wong and A.J. Pollock. You take those three, it was like 500 or 600 plate appearances equaled basically one full-time player. If that performance is any better, they would make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, 1-6 right now, according to FanGraphs, you got Crawford, Rodriguez, Polanco, Garver, Cal Raleigh, Mitch Haniger. And then he got Canzone at 7th. I mean, he was a nice little addition towards the end of the year. I mean,
hey, don't forget Ty France batted cleanup for 2 years straight.
And they got him at
when they
eighth.
Made the playoffs. Ty France batted cleanup.
We're doing
and they got
this
him at
again.
Eight.
We're doing it
I know.
Again.
We're doing it again. We're doing it again. I know. And I actually don't think it's because Schultze and I are Mariner fans. I don't think it's because we're here in the Pacific Northwest. I think it's this team is like fascinating from a you know, F, Mary, Kill standpoint.
And we didn't even mention Luke Raley.
As a baseball fan, you're just like, I can't quit this team that hurts me. And then I quit them, and they put on a new dress, and they look like a smoke show.
Well, if anything, that, you know, looking at just the fan graphs is that, you know, bullpen. That's the one thing where, and I don't know when Matt Brash is supposed to get back. I haven't seen anything recently.
Mid to end of April.
Yeah, and it could be bad when he does get back.
So yeah, that's, Vargas too.
That's the one kind of question mark I have with this team is how does the bullpen hold up?
Yeah, and I believe in this system. I do believe they have found diamonds in the rough and made the bullpen work. And I do think they'll do this. I don't love Munoz as a closer. That's why Sewald was so great last year, in my opinion. But we'll see how Munoz does. That's TBD. I do think this team, DePoto, loves those trades. He loves bullpen trades at the deadline. And this bullpen will get better, so I'm not too worried about that. Let's wrap this up. Who do we think wins this division?
I'm going Astros.
The Astros.
Yeah, I mean, until it's one of those, like, got to see it to believe it, the kind of things with this division.
Astros, Rangers, Mariners, Angels.
You have this smirk on your face over here.
Put it down. I'm taking the M's. I just love the rotation.
I love you.
I just love the starting rotation.
The one through
Kirby, Gilbert, both take steps, and Castillo is an all-star, potentially the game starter.
Kirby's going to be the Cy Young this year.
Kirby could win the Cy Young, and because... I could see Castillo starting the All-Star game and Kirby winning the Cy Young with a second-half surge. Ooh. I think pitching matters so much in this league. And I just, the last time I can't believe I'm going to say this. The last time I saw a 1-2-3 of these like this, all three of those dudes are in the Hall of Fame.
I will say Castillo right now, according to most books, has anywhere between the third to fourth best odds at winning the Cy Young. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, counting numbers, Kirby somewhere into that 6 to 8 range.
And last year he was like number 2 post All-Star break.
Ew, they have Kevin Gausman with like the best odds.
See, that's disgusting. I also put a future bets on the Yankees for winning less than 91.5 games. I will take the Mariners. Joe, you want to do over-under win total real quick? Let's get out of here.
Oh, yeah, got you. Astros, 93.5. Mariners, 87.5. So they have the Mariners.
I think those are both fair.
They have the Mariners one game below the Rangers, and then Astros.
I'd take the Mariners over...
I would feel confident in that, too.
Yeah, I'll go over.
I like over on the Mariners. God, I like the push on the Astros there. Not that you can push on a half game, but 93-94 sounds about right for me for the Astros.
87 divided by 162. Do you want to guess what the percentage is?
54.
53.7.
I love it.
Yep, it's close.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's it. That's how we do it. We break down every single division every single time as we lead up to the season. Opening day tomorrow, and that means one last fair or foul before opening day. We'll do that next, but there's Schultze with sports. All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Wednesday night at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Next week, we'll do it on Tuesday night at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, I turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultze.
Thank you, guys. All right, three fair or fouls. I think they're pretty tasty going into opening day. Of course, we got to start with Shohei Ohtani, the unbelievable gambling scandal that has unfolded before our eyes in the past week. The latest, of course, being that Shohei says his now former translator, Ipe Mizuhara, has stolen $4.5 million
from him. All a big misunderstanding.
Pay
like
no
said.
Attention to the man behind the curtain.
This is all stolen money, dang it. He did nothing wrong, he being Shohei Ohtani.
I think it was Diddy.
Yeah, actually, gosh.
Boy, that's a scary situation.
My God.
Yeah, he's going down.
Let's just say that Football Sunday may or may not have had an open with a Diddy song as the background music.
Not now.
And let's just say... No, that doesn't really get your doesn't really get you ready for football.
No.
But let's just say that Football Sunday ended perfectly at a time before all that stuff happened.
Yeah, looking like a bad year for old Diddy. We don't know if it's a bad year for Shohei or not. Too early to call. So fair or foul, you guys, there's still more to this Shohei Ohtani betting scandal than has made public. So let me ask you that. Fair or foul, there is more to this than has been made public.
You know, as we talked about in the first hour of the show, I am leaning towards Shohei on this. You know, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but this has got to be a fair. There's got to be so much more to this. There's got to be, and by so much more, I wouldn't be shocked if Ipe was in trouble a lot sooner than we know, and Shohei knew more than he's leading on. Now, I'm not ready to say that Shohei was the gambler. I'm open to it. You can't really shock me. But I think there's more to this story. I think everything comes out like we eat together, we carpool together, we fly together.
We sleep together.
That's the scandal I expected to come out, was that
who
Shohei
like and, a good rubby action?
That Shohei and Ipe were partners. Like, that's what I expected to come out. So when you eat, sleep, and breathe with the same person, like they got to Korea and there's Shohei with his wife, but then there's Ipe with his partner. To be that involved with somebody, whether they're a friend or a partner or not, business, whatever, I think there's more to Shohei's side than we know. Whether he's a gambler or not, that I'm not sure. I think there's more to his side, so I'll say fair.
Well, I know what Ipe was saying.
I am so excited to slurp up my favorite pitcher.
Tom Glavin?
I love Tommy Glavin's junk.
Truth. It's in the breadwork. His junk was amazing.
Fair.
Jamie Moyer.
There is definitely more to this, because I just find it fishy how as soon as like they approached Shohei about this, it was a lot of, we'll get back to you on that, lawyer, publicist, blah, 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 make a statement. Like, gosh, I'm really
leaning on the V.
I am leaning on the V, and that is for victory for Shohei, and that he is just adjudicated in all this, and that he... I really hope that he is just innocent in all this, and he's just like, I don't know what's happening.
No habla español.
And I'm just trying to play baseball, and this dude with a UC Riverside education took advantage of me. So I say fair that there is more to this, but I hope I'm wrong. I very much hope I'm wrong.
I'm with you. As much as us in media and us as baseball people would love to sit here and cover, Shohei would be a bigger shock than Pete Rose, in my opinion, because of the global phenomenon that he is. As much as I would love to be here and be covering something as monumental as that, please don't. My sport doesn't need that.
The bet heard around the world. Honestly,
yeah, my sport needs good pub. My sport needs Acuna. My sport needs Julio. My sport needs Shohei. My sport needs Yamamoto. My sport does not need gambling.
I don't know if we'll need Yamamoto yet. He did get shelled in his first start.
I don't know if Dodgers need Yamamoto.
My God.
Well, actually, I would argue they do need him.
Nah, maybe he bet on himself to lose that day. So who knows?
One start dictates an entire career. That's what they always say in baseball.
All right, fair or foul number two. Well, baseball fans, the Mets, Brewers, Phillies, and Braves will all have to wait an extra day to start their seasons in 2024. Of course, rain has caused both the Mets, who are hosting the Brewers, and the Phillies, who are hosting the Braves.
Oh, but I wanted to watch two mediocre teams in the Mets and Brewers play each other tomorrow.
Dude, at least that bridge collapse didn't affect the Orioles.
Thank God Orioles' first pitch is tomorrow, despite people potentially dying, Joe.
Actually, I think it's
terrorism.
I think it's in L.A.
Jeez. Jesus, Joe. Terrorists attack our country and you're worried about baseball.
Yeah, I am not talking about the bridge collapse. I am talking about rain in certain cities. God, rest in peace to the six people that died. That's horrible. Rescheduling their opening day games from Thursday to Friday. Guys, it's 2024. Fair or foul, all baseball stadiums need a retractable roof at this point. Maybe except Wrigley or Fenway, but fair or foul.
Yeah.
If you're an old curmudgeon, you get a pass.
Yeah.
What is this, DMV?
Well, aren't they historical, like, baseball? I don't know. Those are, like, world-renowned. I don't know. But fair or foul.
I was going to say fair, but I, just like the stadium roofs, I retract. I go foul because not just the Orioles or the Cubs or the Red Sox, but I just thought of my beloved Camden Yards.
Camden Yards, one of the best stadiums in baseball.
You know, there's some, there's a few other stadiums out there that are have been built within the last 20 to 30 to 40 years that it's just, they're fine. You know, this is one of those.
Add a roof.
Just like old curmudgeons behind the plate getting the call wrong and an umpire coming out and tossing dirt on the home plate. It's part of the game, baby. Just got to deal with it. We've been dealing with it for hundreds of years. Hundreds. Since 1700, we've been dealing with this. So I say foul.
I'll round this out with foul, too. Baseball's meant to be played outside. It's the ballpark. It's the sand lot. It's the down the street. It's what we grew up on. Baseball's meant to play it outdoors. If you have the chance to have retractable, you do it. Yes, the Arizona Diamondbacks got rained out the other day because they can't retract the roof during a game due to safety concerns. Technology is advanced enough that we can do that now. Mariner's roof closes in 20 minutes. Baseball, if, should be played outside. That's how it is. There's no roof on Yankee Stadium. There's never going to be a roof on Yankee Stadium. Baseball's meant to be played outside.
A roof.
Sorry, a woof.
Oh, damn it. I went away from the
page. I know, I don't have it either.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Here we go.
Baseball should be played outside.
All right, guys, final fair or foul of the evening. This is your Baltimore Orioles question, Joe. Jackson Holiday tearing it up. I mean, I don't know. Some people said he was batting awesome. I think his
average. Two fantasy leagues. He's okay. My starting shortstop.
Well, you're going to have to wait.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have to
Correa
wait.
In a different one.
Because he did get sent down to AAA to start the year. Yeah, I don't know. They want to manipulate his service time or not. But here's
don't
my question.
Him.
Here's my question. Just like Julio Rodriguez, who won Rookie of the Year and did not get his service time manipulated, but if you finish in the top two of the Rookie of the Year, you automatically get a year of service time. Rookie of the Year voting, excuse me, for that award. So fair or foul, Jackson Holiday, whenever he gets called up, because he will end up in the top two of the Rookie of the Year voting in 2024.
I'll start with this one. I think the Orioles are in a very precarious situation, okay?
They're too good.
They've got three guys up right now in Gunnar Henderson. Hey, Joe, where'd Gunnar Henderson finish in Rookie of the Year?
Oh, dear God. I mean, did he? He didn't win it. Did he win it? I don't even remember.
Joe, where did Adley Rutschman finish in Rookie of the Year voting?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you that either.
Joe, he won it. No, he didn't win it.
Listen, Jason Sukanek was in this chair the other day, and he didn't even know that he went first overall. So
those guys don't watch sports, man. What do you want?
Give me a break!
Between Gunnar Henderson, Grayson Rodriguez, and Adley Rutschman, you already have a massive youth core there, all right? That you have been lucky... fortunate that through good coaching and good development, we'll see about Grayson, but
Gunner
and Adley are bona fide starters in Major League Baseball. I think Baltimore is playing it safe. Let's not ride the hot hand as I saw sales manager bro Ryan Cooley do and then lose his money on the blackjack table.
Oh boy.
They're holding it back. They're going to say, okay, yes, we know Jackson's ready. We know we want him up there, but let's pause. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. And unfortunately, Jackson will be the one. Do I think Jackson will finish in top two of the Rookie of the Year? I do. But I don't blame Baltimore for just pausing and breathing.
Well, he's got to F things up in Norfolk. He's got to tear things up for the
Norfolk.
The Norfolk Tides. That's one word. That is one word. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that they're going to hold on to him because things are going to be going just fine, but that doesn't really matter for calling dudes up, like even if the team is great. Like,
is J.J. Hardy playing short?
Dude, I wish.
Cal Ripken?
I wish J.J. Hardy was just
Machado.
Immortal, just stayed the same age.
I love that I can name three Orioles shortstops.
I'm going to say foul. I'm trying to pull up the Rookie of the Year odds for MLB. Scrolling. Oh, damn, his odds are really good.
Yep.
And outside of him, Colt Keith And Colton Cowser, also right now, an Oriole.
Right now it's odds. Wyatt Langford at plus 225, Evan Carter 310, Jackson Holliday 450.
Damn it. Man, there's like five Orioles on this list.
I would place some big amounts of money on Jackson. That's at 450. That's good.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Wednesday night.
You say top two?
Yes, top two, because that guarantees you a full year of service time, regardless of your team trying to manipulate it or not.
Soon to be every Tuesday night here, as we will move to Tuesday next week. That is Fair or Foul. Thank you for joining. We come back. We'll wrap this bad boy up. Denny the Fan.
Well, what an off-air combo, huh?
We're dying here. the Vancouver Ford text line. Patrick Reed, Infinite Tuesday by Michael Nesmith. He examines the nature of Tuesday.
And how terrible it is?
You know, I'm thinking about doing that. Like,
but how much better it's about to get?
This is a wild thing. Wednesday has been a staple of my life for almost a decade.
It's a ritual at this point.
I mean, since we started this show, Joe, even before you were around. Now, you joined shortly after. I think me and Voldemort did it for 1 year, and then you jumped in as producer.
When did you get here, 2014?
14.
Yeah, so I think you guys had one season in the bag.
We had one season in the bag where Voldemort was the producer and I was the host, and then we grabbed you. Since then, I have had one, two, three, four. I am now in my fifth job, which doesn't sound great. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Soon to be sixth.
No, soon to be fifth.
Soon to be seventh. Thank now that God. You said it on air.
Shut up, Joe. But every time I've ever been in anywhere, I've had to say, they've said, what's your availability? And I would say, I'm fully available. Except for Wednesday nights. And that's my quarterback. That's my teammate. You know, and now it's going to be a Tuesday. It's wild. Like,
I feel like
I don't think it's going to be a big deal.
Dude, we can call this off, all right?
You and I talked behind the scenes, and we decided that this was the best move for both of us.
Did I pressure you?
No, you didn't at all, Joe. When
you know
I think
screw
I
this.
Mentioned
we're staying
it.
On Wednesdays.
I think I mentioned it, and you were like, "Yeah, that would actually be great."
Listen, it was the main motivator was programming reasons, and for the sake of baseball.
Yes.
And for when people give an F about baseball and when we give an F about, well, we care about it all the time. But again, the most important part of the season, September, October, November, we don't want to get pushed back an hour
anymore. And
we're
getting bumped. And that's nothing to do with our friends, our partners.
Go Ducks, baby.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with our friends, our partners at the Ducks and Learfield and all those wonderful people.
We get it. Contracts,
as they go
right?
into the B1G, like contracts are huge. But the last thing I want, I watched the end of Game 6 of the World Series at a bar because I should have been on the air. And that's not okay. Because at the end of the day, if this sound comes on the television, I want to be on the air.
This is basically the new Fernando Rodney horn.
Give me some Sugar Diaz, baby!
And if that's coming on and it's like, welcome into the hot corner. It is Game 7 of the World Series. The Mets are up 1-0 on the Mariners. This is it. This is what we're doing. That's where I want to be on.
You see Mariners World Series?
And Mariners Mets? You just got me. You got my sports pants
and,
tight.
And the problem is that we kind of missed that. So much love to our friends Joey Mack and the Learfield crew. And the Ducks over there, and we love being partners with them for football and basketball.
It's pretty cool.
And we'll get bumped a little bit during basketball season, but it'll be in the off season.
Again, if I'm going to trade one for the other, I'd rather be on the air in this 7-9 slot on a Tuesday.
Yep.
During September, October, November, during the most important part of the MLB regular season and postseason, without a doubt.
And I'll finish off with this. For those of you that think I will say, for it's a Tuesday, for it must be a Tuesday, that's not going to happen.
People are going to be so confused.
So confused.
But
I'm
going
to be
care.
Confused. I'm not here to create catchphrases. You know, I never created that. It just happened.
If you're a true P1, if you're down with the show, you'll know exactly what you mean every time.
It must be a Wednesday, for it's always a Wednesday. Just fell out of my mouth one day.
It fits.
And we just did that. But now we're going to Tuesday, and Tuesday's going to be great.
I'm down. I can wait. I mean,
we're going to have to wait.
Yeah, it's going to have to happen.
No,
but
no, y'all are right. It is going to be fun.
Tuesdays,
opening
baby.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
There's
all right, that'll do it for us. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. That's Jordan Schultze behind the glass. We'll see you next Tuesday from 7 to 9. Go do something. I would do.
And headed for home. It's a brown-eyed, handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.